Yeah, I had tacos. They were so good. We have to go though. You have to try them. Oh, I had an idea for our next movie night. Actually, we should probably talk about it and decide first. Well, I thought we could watch the sexiest movie of all time. But then I was like, well, what is that? Right? It's not an easy answer. So mainstream movies mostly don't even show the sex scenes. They'll show the start of it with them ripping each other's clothes off, and then it will fade to black, and it's assumed that they fucked. Or it could even just be a hot moment that is so sexually charged that it sticks in our minds. Like what? Oh, perfect example. Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct. It's an old movie, but everyone knows that scene where she's in the white mini dress and she's getting interrogated by the cops. When she slowly uncrosses her legs and it looks like she has no panties on. See? Because she's so gorgeous and her character is this dangerous vixen who is so forward and unapologetic, you assume she'd be so fucking incredible in bed. Actually, wait, stay there. 1 second, I'll be super quick. Yeah, you can think of some other movies that turn you on. Oh, yes, I love that one. Okay, 1 more second. Ta-da! Hot as fuck. White mini dress. No, stay there, detective. You're interviewing me, remember? Did I kill that guy? Am I wearing any panties? Oopsie. Who knows? Oh, wait. You know now, don't you? Yeah, see? You're a little horny now, aren't you? It was a genius scene. Up, 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 stay. We aren't finished with our conversation. What other scenes are sexy? Oh, the spanking scene in Secretary. So, as far as I can remember, he bends her over the desk and she reads out something that she typed up that has spelling mistakes. And then he spanks her as she's reading to punish her. Mr. Boss, I would like to invite you to spank your secretary. As much as you need. And punish me because I've been a really, really naughty girl. Fuck. My ass is on fire. Is it red? Hey! I didn't ask you to put your fingers inside me. Oh God, I guess getting spanked turns me into a dripping wet mess. So fucking good. Hey, stop. We're in the middle of a conversation. I want to find out what movie we're watching. Baby. is. Oh, I know. There's that scene in the movie Cruel Intentions where the bratty whore rubs up against the guy and strokes his cock. To try and manipulate him into fucking other girls. It's all a part of her evil master plan. And she says that if he fucks this particular prissy virgin, then she would finally let him fuck her too. She's been teasing him about it for ages. Using her body to control him. They have this love-hate power dynamic. It's so fucking sexy. You would do whatever I fucking wanted, wouldn't you? She teases him and grinds on him and strokes his cock. She finally says, "Down, boy." We aren't done, are we? Stop it! What about that scene in Wolf of Wall Street where they're on their first date and she says she's surprised he called because, well, aren't you married? And he says, well, he thinks they can be friends. And then Margot Robbie's character says, we're gonna be friends? We're not gonna be friends. So much sexual energy in that moment, right? God, it's so hot. No, wait. Okay, I was going to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but maybe neither of us are in the mood to beat each other up right now. What about Wade and Vanessa in Deadpool? They have a montage of fucking dressing up and with food. Oh, wait, I need to go get a strap. Oh, I know. I'll wrap a snake around me and dance for you like Salma Hayek's character in From Dusk Till Dawn. Maybe I'll pour a beer down my body and have you lick it off me. And then try and bite you. What's the matter? You don't want that? Okay. Last one. Let's finish on the porniest of romance movies. Stay. I'll give you a clue. I'm braiding my hair. You don't know? One sec. Okay, I'll take my dress off. And call you sir. No? Okay, it was first a book that made horny housewives absolutely fucking soaking wet. all over the world. There we go. 50 Shades of Grey. Oh shoot, we need a grey tie. Here, use this. Tie my wrists above my head. Now, you're a hot, rich, cultured businessman. And I'm a shy, small town girl who has no idea how beautiful I am. You get to fucking ruin me. Oh, there's way too many fucking scenes to say. Just please, fuck me rough, sir. Punish me in your red room for being such a tease. Oh, yes, sir, I'll do whatever the fuck you want. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm so inexperienced and intimidated by you. I need you. I need you. Wait, wait, wait. Why don't you grab my wrists as you fuck my mouth? Yes, that's what I need. Yes. Get me on my knees. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah, hold my wrists on my head. Fuck, I love it. I love it. Yeah, make a mess of me, sir. I don't know what I'm doing. You have to just fucking use my mouth. Sharon Stone's character. Or do you wanna fuck Salma Hayek's character? Or do you want shy little Anastasia Steele? Yeah. Come on, fuck me. Fuck me, sir. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm so inexperienced and intimidated by you. Oh, fuck, I need you. This is so frustrating with my hands tied above my head. I can't touch you. I want to touch you. Rub them.
love wrapping my legs around you. I fucking love. I fucking love it. You get so deep like this. Me, come on, fuck me like they do in the movies. Baby, please fuck me. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come on your cock. You're gonna make me come. Oh, baby, yeah, keep doing that. Fuck. Kiss my neck. Oh my god, it feels good. You're definitely my fucking heartthrob, I tell you that. Baby, we didn't decide on the movie. Oh, do you know what we should do? You know those dining restaurant experiences where they watch the movie and they bring out the food to match the movie? Like, what do they call it? Immersive dining or something like that? Maybe that's what we should do. But instead of food, I'll do whatever they're doing on the screen to you. I mean, we should watch all the movies then. We can't pick one, can we? Which one to start, though? You decide.